Hello and welcome to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with relevant news, recent developments, and must-have information about what's happening inside the Mat-Su School District.
Good morning. This is Jillian Morrissey, the Public Information Officer for the Mat-Su Borough School District. And it is getting towards the end of March here, which is pretty exciting. We are in the fourth quarter, and we are going to explore a little bit about our choice programs this fourth quarter for Inside the School District. And I'm excited to have one of our charter school administrators in the studio with me this morning. I have Brant Bowen from Birch Tree. Welcome, Brant.
Thank you.
I'm excited about this because we are a choice district, and choice looks differently all over the district. We have personalized learning, but where it really all started was kind of with our charter schools. So it's nice to come back to sort of that foundational piece of when our families first started to say they wanted to do something a little bit different. And what's great about Birch Tree is that you have different curriculum there and you do it differently. So I'm excited to explore that today. But let's start with the beginnings of Birch Tree. And I was hoping you could give us a little bit of just the history of the charter.
Sure, I'd love to. So I actually want to go a little further back even than that. So Waldorf schools certainly aren't a new thing. I mean, 1919 is when Rudolf Steiner, who's the kind of the founder of Waldorf schools, came about to form a school. And from the time he started, it's just kind of grown. And it started off as kind of a private initiative where all these schools were privatized, but it was all focusing on the development of the child. And so from 1970 to now, we've gone from about 100 Waldorf schools to almost 1,200. So it's really an exploding thing across the world. And most places, they're called Steiner schools. In the U.S., we call them Waldorf schools.
Interesting.
But basically, what happened was about 8 years ago, well, probably more like 10 years ago, a group of parents realized that there wasn't a Waldorf school in the Valley, obviously. Some of them had used curriculum for homeschooling, and some had been involved with the Anchorage Waldorf School or Winterberry, which is a public Waldorf school in Anchorage. And they thought, you know, why? Let's see if there's a need out here in the Valley. And as they, I think, looked into it more, they found, you know, there really would be a lot of people interested. And so they got together and started writing a charter. And after their charter was approved by the district and the state, they opened our doors in 2010, and now we're 8 years old and trying to, you know, grow out of our infancy.
So I know you have grown quite a bit from those early days. So how many kids do you serve now?
So right now we serve just over 400 students.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's a lot of students.
It is.
And which grades are at Birch Tree?
So we go from K through 8. Our program is a little different. Our kindergarten is a play-based kindergarten. It's an extended day program. So basically from 8:30 to 12:30, we have our kindergartens at the school. And then some of our if kindergartens have repeated, they actually have a what we call golden night. So there's a couple days a week where those students get to stay and start working towards and preparing for first grade.
Mm-hmm.
So and then our first through – we do looping. So our first through fifth grade have the same teacher. And then our 6th through 8th grade have the same teacher as their core teacher. And then we have all sorts of specials, and it's really, yeah, it's a great program.
So I know after kindergarten, I know the teachers sit down and really start thinking about where those students are going to go and where they're going to succeed best. And so then they go to first grade, and they spend those next 5 years with the same teacher.
Same teacher, yeah.
That is so incredible. Teachers are still amazing to me and magical and what they can do. So I just even thinking about, I know we have looping teachers throughout the district, but they usually do 2-3 or 3-4,
right.
Not 1-5 or then all of middle school. So I think that is how do those teachers prepare for that?
You know, one of the things I love about it is that the teachers really have this mindset, and it's part of our philosophy is that we're learning along with the kids.
Hmm.
So it's not that you have to know everything, thank goodness, because I don't think anybody really could do it
right.
If you had to be the expert in everything. But they're always striving to be better, and they're always striving to have the kids learn along with them and get better. So.
Oh, that's so neat. So let's talk a little bit about what Waldorf education is. I know there's people have ideas of what it is, but why don't you tell us what it actually is?
So for us, and it's really interesting because as we were one of the largest public Waldorf schools in Alaska or in the United States, and now there's a few that have become bigger than we are, but there's not really a great model out there to look at and go, here's exactly how to do it. And I think that's something that's a little different in public education is that there seems to be models for a lot of different things. But what we're finding is that we've visited a lot of places and everybody does it just a little different. Hmm. The things that are consistent in Waldorf education, though, is it's a developmentally appropriate program. We're looking for a holistic approach to children where we want to reach them at all levels. And we want to make sure that whatever we're bringing is developmentally appropriate. And that's where you get a lot of interesting stuff that are in people's minds or gets spread as rumors. But basically for us, we really try and bring the curriculum that meets the child where they're at. So like in our younger grades, we're using stories and a lot of imagination to bring concepts that are academic. And so like when letters are brought to them in first grade, everything has a story to go with it. And the kids are able to really in their mind create this imagery of what this letter A is or this letter B. And it becomes less abstract or maybe more abstract through this story. But they really remember it and connect with it. As we go through the grades, we continue to use stories, and a lot of it is story-driven, until we get up through our upper grades. And having taught 6th through 8th grade there, I know one of the things I found was amazing was 6th grade is you know, the students are at this point in their lives where they're wanting to have direction, and they're able to come together as this group. Well, we talk about Rome. That's kind of a main focus, and you talk about this building of something amazing and how – you know, all working together for a common cause, and at the same time, it all falls apart at the end. And so that moves into our 7th grade where we look at age of exploration, and the kids at 7th grade are really, they're starting to go, hey, what am I doing? What is out there? And it's just perfect to study what they're going through in their lives. And then 8th grade, we look at our American history and revolution. And if you know 8th grade, it's definitely a revolution. They're ready to move on and become these young adolescents. So the curriculum is specifically meant to meet them with their developmental needs. Things like technology, that's something that I often
get. Talk about, because that's one of the things I think there's a lot of probably misunderstanding around Waldorf and technology.
Absolutely.
Do you want to share some of that?
Yeah, often I think we get kind of this anti-technology label when really that's not it at all. I think that if Steiner was alive who created this philosophy, he'd be like, all right, wow, that's a new tool. You know, how are we going to truly bring that in at the developmentally appropriate time? And then teach it as a tool that it really should be. I know that for myself, I look back and I don't feel like I was that long ago in the school system. And I go, well, we didn't have any of this social media. We didn't have the technology like we have today. And I think parents and adults, we're learning along with our kids on this huge thing called social media. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it's we want to bring technology. Usually 6th grade is when we start, you know, with keyboarding and we move into word processing and research. And the bigger part of it is how do we appropriately bring technology as a tool? How do we use digital citizenship? You know, what is it that's going to we do with this tool that's going to bring positive effects? If you Google major executives and tech Waldorf schools, you'll find that there's a lot of articles out there where there's these tech executives all over that are putting their kids in Waldorf schools where they don't do a lot with technology till these older grades. And part of the reason that you'll read about is that they're saying, we want the kids to think for themselves. We want them to be creative. We want them to be able to come up with these new ideas. And when you give them the technology at the younger ages, we're basically just handing them other people's ideas. And you know, if you talk to students, I think at any school, they'll tell you technology is not hard. It's made for the easiest.
They try to make it intuitive,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. So when we bring back like our graduates and ask them, hey, what is it that we need to do better to prepare you for high school? That's not one of the concerns we get. Yeah, you know, concerns were like, you know, we couldn't open our locker combo or you know,
which I think is a common struggle
is. But we try and make those adjustments and meet the needs of the students as they're moving on into whatever academic sphere they go to.
This is Jillian Morrissey, and I'm the Matsubara School District Public Information Officer. And I'm here in the studio with Brant Bowen, who is our assistant principal at Birch Street, but will be principal next year.
Yeah.
And we're talking a little bit about Waldorf education and about what the Birch Street Charter School delivers for students and for families. So I want to talk a little bit more about some of the other differences. For example, I know that Birch Street doesn't have gym class. You have, I believe it's movement. Is that right? So tell me why the difference.
So they're still doing a lot of activities. You'll see similar things, obviously, with the sports that we offer. Mm-hmm. So we still spend time with, basketball and volleyball and running. But movement, it's more of a focus on, group dynamics, how well kids can work together to perform activities. Create new ways of doing things that include movement. We also want to focus on the development of the child again. So we look at how well kids are able to, use their front and back space, crossing midline. Again, it's like similar to what brain gym stuff would do, which if you're familiar with brain gym, mm-hmm. just trying to really make connections with the brain in a way that's different than they would get on an everyday basis.
One of the other things that I have friends that have children at Birch Tree, and one of the other things I find really interesting is the handwork. Could you talk about a little bit about that? Because I think people don't understand how integrated that is to everything and why it's done and
Absolutely.
So much intention.
Yeah, there's a few things. Like our handwork and woodwork program is it's a really big deal. I mean, it's we like to look at all this. The specials really aren't – we call them specials, but it's really not something that's outside of the curriculum. I mean, that's a main part of our curriculum. So handwork and woodwork are both activities that kids can learn that are great for will building. They're great for solving problems. I can't tell you how many times I've been working with students that are crocheting or knitting, and they miss some sort of loop, and then they get a little frustrated, but they find out that it's okay to fail. It's okay to go back and fix their mistakes. And when they're done, when they start and finish a project, they're very proud of what they do. So will building is something we really look at, and how can we improve that in our students? Woodworking is another one that I've seen lots of projects brought up to our woodwork teacher, Mr. Clotter, where they say, hey, I'm done. And he looks at the project and he goes, yeah, you're done, but it's not done. And so they'll go back and they'll try again, and really trying to get kids to finish something in the best way they possibly can. So mm-hmm. trying to reach that excellence level and completing stuff today. Let's face it. I mean, our students have a hard time starting and finishing things. They're used to instant gratification, and we want to try and slow that down, let them stay kids as long as they can, and still work for something that's maybe bigger than what they think they can do.
So I believe you have, is it enrollment period right now, or intention? Is that what
yes.
it's called?
Yeah, okay. So enrollment is open right now. And so there's a form, an intent to enroll. You can get onto our
That's
website
what it is. Okay.
At birchstreetcharterschool.org. There's a form that you fill out. We also have tours. So if you're interested in coming to our school, you fill out that intent to enroll. You sign up for a tour date. And this week we actually have tours going on. And then it's the April 23rd to 26th. We have another set of tour dates. But you can come in and we actually walk you through the classrooms and let you see what's going on in our first through eighth grade. And answer any questions you have, because I mean, one of the great things about choice in our district is that we want the choice to be the best fit. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't want you to come in and just go, "Wow, that sounds great. Let's do it." We want you to really see what's going on, make sure you understand a little bit about our philosophy before you sign up. And that makes it better for all of us in the long run. So we're really trying to find that best fit.
What are some of the what do you tell families who is a good fit?
I think anybody can be a good fit. To be honest, I was thinking about this over the last few days. I'm mm-hmm. like, well, who is the best fit? I think there's a piece of it that's if you're ready to go against the grain of society, that's kind of how I feel. And it's not to be, I'm not saying anti anything. I'm just saying today we just are so caught up in especially the social media world. My family, when we came over to Birch Tree, we already were minimal on some of the media stuff that we did. But we ended up cutting off our screen time. We don't do screen time during the week. We don't go home and let the kids play video games or watch TV. We cut that off. And we find that our kids play better. They work on their homework better. They think for themselves better. They play instruments. They find things to do. It's okay to be bored. I love it when they say they're bored because 5 minutes later they're not.
Right.
And so it's definitely a different philosophy. But as we one of those major things I think is, you know, we don't need to have the media on all the time. We don't have to have a screen in front of us to be successful. And so that's one piece. Another piece was just, you know, anybody who's wanting to look at the whole child. I think that there's a big push in our country with math, reading, and writing, and those are important. But I also think there's a lot of other things that we need to enjoy in life. Becoming a little bit artistic helps you appreciate art. And you know, being able to play an instrument helps you appreciate your musicians. And not to mention the way that you think about things. I love that our string program allows kids to really focus in on, you know, creating the sound and working with a group to create sound. And then they're able to tie that into other aspects of life. You know, it's like a whole group needs to work together to make things work in general.
So this may be getting some of our listeners kind of excited who maybe didn't ever know about what Birch Tree was. And so we were talking about the time for enrollment. So how does the process work if a family is interested in Birch Tree? And let's say they do the tours, they sign the sheet. What is the process then to maybe getting into Birch Tree?
So once your intent to enroll is filled out and you've done a tour at our school, after that, there's a lottery, and this is the state. We basically just follow the state rules on this. So there's a lottery that takes place. So it's really drawing names out of a hat kind of deal.
Literally. Like, okay.
Yeah. So on May 10th, we hold our lottery this year, and on that day, we actually go through and whatever openings we have in our grades, we'll pull names, and even the grade level we pull is random. So it's a true, you know, shot in the dark type of deal. But what we do is once we pull your name, you have a chance to come to our school and you know, join our community and family. So May 10th is when that happens. Again, after you have your paperwork in and you've done the tour, you don't have to be present at the lottery.
Okay.
The next day, we actually start calling anybody and letting them know whether they're in or whether they're on the list or So it's kindergarten. There's a special kindergarten day. Kindergarten tends to be where we have the most people wanting to get in. And so April 24th, there's a 1:30 and 5:30 mandatory kindergarten meeting. So if you have someone you're trying to get into that younger kindergarten class, we just ask that you be there. And then again, we'll go through a tour and have you ready to go. But it's we look forward to talking to anybody and meeting anybody who's interested. Again, we just want to make sure it's the best fit.
That's so great. So mark your calendars if those dates are important to you and you're starting to think about Birch Tree. And I want to, there's a little other piece I want to go back to is the fact that you are a K-12 public school charter. And I think it's important for our families to know that what that means to be part of, you're still part of the K-12 system, but you're in a charter school. Can you help our listeners understand that a little bit more?
Yeah, so we have several charter schools. And I think that, again, we all kind of have our own unique mission and vision. But basically, the charter is just an opportunity to do something differently than the traditional school. So we're allowed to deviate from the curriculum that the rest of the district may use.
Or even the calendar.
And the calendar. And basically, we just need to stay accountable to making sure our kids are still meeting the state and national standards. And that's what we strive to do, is just we do it differently. So,
and one of the things that I've realized is that it seems to me that we have parents that are completely partners in all of our schools, but in charter schools, I think there is that expectation of a lot of parent and family involvement. Is that true at Birch Street?
Okay. It is. Yeah, we have we ask for, I think it's 36 hours per family in the year. And there's lots of ways to do that. We have lots of festivals and fairs and activities that go on. And so there's lots of ways to help, not to mention, of course, every classroom teacher can use support at multiple levels. And so we'll find as many ways as we can to help people be involved. And we do have a large number of parents that participate.
That's so wonderful. I mean, it really, that's how it happens, right? We need families to be involved
right.
in order for our kids to succeed. So is there anything else that I missed about Birch Tree that you wanted to share?
You know, I just love it, and I know I'm totally willing to talk to anybody more about it, and they're more than welcome to reach out to us at Birch Tree.
So how can they find you?
So if they can call 745-1831,
mm-hmm.
Or they can call and set up an appointment to come sit down and meet with us. Our doors are open. You know, come on in. We can set up a tour for you, especially if we can't fit you into one of the scheduled times.
Well, that's great. Well, there's lots of ways to interact and find out more and get kind of an inside look into Birch Tree. So save those dates. And you said you had some tours going on this week?
We do. We do, yeah. And again, birchtreecharterschool.org.
Perfect.
And there's information on that front page if you're interested.
Well, Brent Bowen, thank you so much for coming into the studio today.
Thank you.
And good luck with the rest of the school year.
I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with information about what's happening in the Mat-Su schools. Moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.